From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio. Wherever in the world you're listening, join us as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents a special encore performance of Tyler Childers. Stay tuned for his story and his music as Red Barn Radio presents Tyler Childers in tonight's solo performance. Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
By the banks of the river, where the willows hang down, and the wild birds they warble with a low moaning sound, way down in the hollow. It was there I first listened to the lies that you told. Now I lie on my back and I see your sweet face. The past I remember, time can't erase. Still echoes my name.
Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, a catalyst for creating a progressive and innovating community inspired by the arts.
Hair like the sun, and eyes just as green as the ridgeline we'd walk, scanning the trees for a wave of a tail. A shake of the leaves, Lord, I give the whole world for a sight of those things. Hands just soft, skin on the fruit that breaks down the branch. Neath the bluest of moons, Lord, we'd eat till we sick. Grab all we could hold, then we'd run through the yard with the fruit that we'd stolen. Her love makes me feel like I'm home and keeps me good company wherever I go. When I'm smiling, it's her and the banks. my face. Love just as strong as Lawrence County shine. It'll mow you right down. It'll make you go blind. I would ruin my life and use up all my pay just to have her tonight. Just her and the banks. Her love makes me feel like I'm home. Keeps me good company wherever I go. When I'm smiling, it's her and the banks. The big sandy river that colors my face.
Good evening. Welcome to Red Barn Radio. I am your host, Adam Lucky, welcoming you to the Performance Hall at Arts Place in the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we welcome Tyler Childers. Adam Sheets of Moonrunner says of Tyler, "Tyler Childers is the finest songwriter to emerge from the bluegrass state since Chris Knight and should be mentioned in the same breath as Fifth on the Floor, Sturgill Simpson, Chris Stapleton, and others who are currently leading the most notable renaissance of Kentucky music since Keith Whitley and Ricky Skaggs took Music City by storm 30 years ago. Stay tuned as we hear his songs and stories, but here, Tyler Childers.
Daddy worked like a mule mining Pike County coal. He messed up his back and couldn't work anymore. He said, one of these days you'll get out of these hills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. See, the ways of this world will just bring you to tears. Keep the Lord in your heart and you'll have nothing to fear. Live the best that you can and don't lie and don't steal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying. I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Twice as long to build bridges you've burnt. And there's hurt you can cause, time alone cannot heal. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Well, Daddy, I've been trying. I just can't catch a break. There's too much in this world that I can't seem to shake. But I remember your words, Lord, that bring me to chills. Keep your nose on the grindstone and out of the pills. Keep your nose on the grindstone.
Thank you. Well, first of all, Tyler, thank you again for coming in on such short notice.
I appreciate y'all having me.
Well, it's been a year, about a half a year since you've been here in May. Why don't you just tell us what you've been doing the past half year?
Well, been playing where I can and playing to who will listen, you know. I've been playing a lot more out and about. Got hooked up with a fella from Huntington, West Virginia, Ian Thornton, and he's been doing a lot of booking for me. And we've played Knoxville and Nashville and a little bit in Georgia and South Carolina, North Carolina. It's been real fun. I'm getting out and doing what I've always wanted to do. It's been a real blessing to do that.
Just you and this guy, not Highwall, didn't go out with you at all?
I've been playing with people locally when people aren't busy, you know. Old Arthur's out in Colorado right now. I'd like to say hey to Arthur. You know, Jesse's a professor at Moorhead, and school started back, so he's been considerably busy with that. And Scott, like you said last time, he's half base, will travel.
Right,
he's
right.
been traveling himself.
Talk about the difference between, say, playing with a band and having a solo venture.
I don't really so much change my songs as the band really just changes it, you know. When I play just solo, it sounds really depressing. But when I play it with the high wall, it gives it a little bit more of a drivey sound. And they make the depressing songs not sound so depressing. But when you're solo, there's only so much you can do, just beating on a guitar.
Now, when you're writing a song, do you sometimes write it for the band itself, or is it always start as a solo thing and then guys layer on top of that?
I've always really just worried about writing just for solo. When I was playing with the high wall a lot, I wrote a couple that really catered to a bluegrass band situation, and but now mostly it's just worry about writing for solo shows.
Well, my buckle makes impressions on the inside of her thigh. There are little feathered Indians where we tussled through the night. If I'd known she was religious, then I wouldn't have came stoned to the house of such an angel, too messed up to get back home. Looking over West Virginia, smoking spirits on the roof, she asked, ain't anybody told you that them things are bad for you? I said, many folks have warned me, there's been several people try, but up till now there ain't been nothing that I couldn't leave behind. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Circles it has raced like a little feathered Indian calling out the clouds for rain. I go running through the thicket, I go careless through the thorns, just to hold her for a minute, though it'd leave me wanting more. Hold me close, my dear, sing your whispering song softly in my ear, and I will sing along. Mm-hmm.
you've just joined us, this is Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio.
Well, Thanksgiving is fast approaching. I just wanted to ask you, what are you thankful for?
I've been really thankful for Ian, because he's put a lot of organization to my unorganization, and I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing right now if it wasn't for him, or I'd probably be doing it in a lot more unorganized fashion. I'm thankful to get to that people have came out, you know, to my shows and really believe in what I've been playing. I'm thankful for my family, and I'm gonna go see them tomorrow. It'll be it's a little bad weather out there right now, but I'm gonna just take my time and get back home. Yeah, I'm just thankful to get to be doing what I'm doing, you know.
What's home waiting for you?
Well, there's my friends in Paintsville, and there's my family in Lawrence County on down the road, on down 23. We're gonna go to Aunt Roro's tomorrow, have some turkey and ham and mashed potatoes and all the good stuff. Get to see a lot of family that I haven't seen in a good long while. Get to see my grandma. So yeah, just friends and family back home.
Do you sit around and play?
Play a little bit. Mostly just time with family is just time with family, and any time that we play a lot of pool. It's one of the few times my Aunt Roro's got a pool table. It's one of the few times I get to play a lot of pool.
You good at it?
Yeah. Well, I don't play often, so first couple games I get my tail whooped, and then once I get it honed in, then maybe not, just depending on Dad comes to the table or not. Dad comes and I'm just screwed.
Don't you wish you could go back sometimes? Don't you wish you could go back home? Trying to remember just where it was. Remember, you ain't alone. Remember, you ain't alone. Every day's another pointless job, and every night's another lonesome song. Trying to remember when your bed wasn't leather and you were the one singing along. Lord, where did we go wrong? Now the sky is coming down. Can't you see the stars falling? Have yourself another round till you can't hear the darkness calling. Till you can't hear the darkness call you. There was a good man in the making once, in the light of yesterday. Trying to remember just who he was, trying like hell to recall his name. It used to be my name. Now the sky is coming down. Can't you see the stars falling? Have yourself another round. Till you can't hear the darkness calling. Till you can't hear the darkness call you.
Obviously, I think when people listen to you, the first thing they're struck by is the power of your voice coming from a 20-year-old. Where did you find your voice?
I just kind of played with it and saw where it went. And once I found what I liked, I just did it, you know? I mean, I grew up singing even before I'd play guitar or wrote songs. I grew up singing in church. Most of my family, like I was talking about my Aunt Roro, you know, she's a great singer. And all my great aunts are great singers. And my dad, you'll never hear him sing out in public, but he's a great singer. And I just grew up in a family of singers. And so, you know, it's just something I always did.
Taking one of, like, a song with some pretty powerful lyrics, how do you choose where the high lonesome wail is, or where you bring it down? Is that something through the writing process?
You know, it just kind of comes where it goes. A lot of times if I'm doing covers and I change them, I'll listen to the cover and I'll be like, man, I wish he or she would have taken that note up instead of down, you know, and I let that, you know, my own personal feel dictate that. But when I'm writing, it's just wherever it falls and wherever it feels like it's best.
So it seems like a pretty organic process for you. Is the writing process that way as well? Or do you sometimes say, I'm going to sit down, I'm going to write a song, or I've got this idea? Or do you just start playing and see where the chord progression takes you?
It's a lot more sitting and just see where the chord progression takes you. If I try to sit down and write, if something doesn't come to me in the first couple minutes, then I just don't force it, you know. I think it was Hank Williams Sr. He said, if you can't write it in 10 minutes, then it ain't worth writing. And usually if I don't feel inspired within the first 10 minutes, I just sit it down and just go on.
There's a full moon shining through a bedroom window, shedding light on damp and dirty sheets. Hear the floor creak, listen to her heartbeat, louder than a six string's ever thought to ring. She's a bad sign, Lord, but she's a damn sight, better than a long night sleeping all alone. When the moon makes way to let the day break, brother, she will leave you strung out on your own. Times get hard. She keeps riding. Sundress, leave it for tomorrow, throw it on the ground. Feel her hips sway, listen to her eyes say, she don't need a damn thing trying to weigh her down. Heart of stone, harder than fire.
Who was it that you listened to that really stuck with you in terms of the marriage between the song and the story?
I listened to a lot of Bob Dylan and John Prine, and I got into, you know, Townes Van Zandt. They really put it in my head that I wanted to write. They really inspired me to start writing. And I started writing when I was 13 or 14, but I really didn't start learning how I wanted to write until I started listening to, like, Chris Knight, Chris Stapleton, Jason Isbell, you know. Southern, well, Isbell's, you know, he's Alabama, but Chris Knight and Stapleton, they're both Kentucky boys, and they just kind of taught me, write what you know, you know? And if you don't know it, then don't write about it.
There are some experiences that you have not had yourself yet, but I think you've been around some of those. I mean, how easy is it for you to kind of put yourself in someone else's shoes to write a song?
Usually the majority of the time, they're either about people that I'm really close to, or about me in general, or just a mashup of me and a person I'm close to and some story that I heard about. I usually, if it doesn't hit fairly close to home, then I just don't write about it.
Now, do lyrics flow pretty easy for you in terms of writing, or are you one who scribbles out and edits and all that?
Usually what I do when I'm writing, I never thought that I'd like a smartphone. I've always been a dumb phone kind of guy, but I finally got a smartphone about a year ago, and I've realized that it's helped out a lot, because what I'll do is I'll get on my recording device there, you know, record it, and it has pretty good, you know, recording. I'll just play what I've got, and I'll sit and I'll listen to it over and over again, and if something just doesn't sound right to me, then I'll change it. That's usually how the writing process goes, is I'll just play it out and just see how it sounds to me, and if there's a word that just feels awkward when it's saying, I just change it. It seems like songs come in groups. They'll usually come in twos or threes, and then they won't come again for another month. And then when they do, they come in a group, you know. Right now I'm on the month-long nothing, but
feast or famine, now we're in famine.
Yep.
Right.
I'm waiting for the two or three to come.
Bottles and Bibles litter the floor, an all-night revival. You passed out around four. Now the preacher's been drinking, but it's hard not to do since she ran out the screen door. Before they were through. Oh Lord, if you care, send the Spirit down here, 'cause the preacher's been drinking again. But it's a hard way to go on the straight and narrow when everybody points a finger at you, but they ain't had to walk with the weight that you've hauled. They don't know you at all, but they think that they do. Now he didn't believe her. He just knew she.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Tyler Childers, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. For information on our guests and our program, we're on the web at redbarnradio.com. We're back after this break. This is Red Barn Radio. Welcome back. Join us now for more Red Barn Radio, all recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. Tonight, we're with Tyler Childers.
To Lexington to go to school, then you decided to pursue the music career full time. What was it that finally kind of tipped those scales for you?
I moved here and moved here in the summer, and I took summer classes, and then I took classes in the fall, and I took classes in the spring, and I was like, I'm gonna take a break for the summer, and I did, and I played a lot, just let the bug get into me, you know, the music bug. And I was like, nope, I'm going to quit going to school and just play. And that's what I've been doing.
So pretty easy decision
it
for you?
It was pretty easy, yeah. As soon as I let up on it, and I let up on school, I just had to go play some music.
Right. Obviously, it's much more difficult than just showing up somewhere and playing.
You need to make the trip worth going, which is something Ian's been helping out with a lot. Because before, if I had a date open, I'd just take it, you know. If somebody hollered at me for tomorrow and needed me here, I'd be like, yeah, let's take it. And then tomorrow, I mean, the day after tomorrow would lead me to West Virginia, I'd be like, yeah, let's take it. And then the next day would be all the way in Indiana. I just, you know, I was all over the place. I didn't care, but Ian's been stressing that we don't take shows unless they're in a nice row, you know. And that's the best way to do it. And I should have been doing that all along. I'd have probably a little bit more money in my pocket if I would have done it that way. But no, what we'll do is we'll pick a route that we want to go, you know, if we haven't gone through Tennessee or North Carolina or Georgia, you know, for a while, then we'll say, well, we're going to start in Huntington and do Huntington, Lexington, Louisville, Nashville, do a nice C, you know, go to Georgia and North Carolina. Or we'll do a straight shot through Huntington, do Huntington, Morgantown, Shepherdsville, you know, just make the trip pay for itself, and in the end, hopefully come out with at least $10 or $15 for a meal and a case of beer.
Right. <You know? laughs>
Was it with your eyes? Was it with your tone? It won't leave me alone. Uneasy safety zone. That thing you said, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. Can't escape it in my bed. That thing you said. Crippled up inside, without a place to hide. I sit and I wait alone, trying to make it leave me alone. That thing you said, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. Can't escape it in my bed. That thing you said, that thing you said. Crippled inside, without a place to hide. I sit and I wait all alone, trying to make it leave me alone. That thing you said, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. Can't escape it in my bed. That thing you said. That thing you said.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Working our way into new territory, and it's been hard. Couple places we've lucked out with people that knew people, you know, giving a good word for us, and other places we've just had to just pick and play wherever we can, you know, and start out in, you know, the dive bars and then get to better venues. It's hard, you know, it's hard to get a show as an outsider, and you just have to just keep on bugging them until they give it to you.
And once they do, do you find it pretty easy to win them over?
I try, and I hope, and sometimes I do, you know. Sometimes I don't. It's just, you know.
Off to the next town.
It's on to the next town. It's all.
Wondering if we could talk just a little about the instruments that you make your music on. What are you playing right now? What's the guitar you have right now?
The guitar I have right now is it's actually a new one since last time me and you saw each other. Martin HD 28. My D28 that my grandpa got me for Christmas before he passed away, is floating around, probably not around Lexington. Somebody must have liked it enough to grab it up and take it away. So if anybody,
they nicked your guitar?
Yep. If anybody sees a Martin D28 running around in a Brown Alvarez case around Lexington, that's mine, and I'd like that back.
Are there any markings on that besides the Alvarez case that would give us a little idea of...
On the bottom, where, where it would meet your hip if you were sitting down, there's these weird scratches on it that just, I guess where my keys scraped up against it so many times. But for a really long time, I thought somebody had just scraped a cuss word up on my guitar. There's a notch off the bottom, off the left side of the headstock where one of my buddies had it around his neck. And I kept on telling him to be careful because the guitar strap was not very good. And he was like, dude, trust me, I'm going to be careful. And he wasn't, and I didn't trust him, and it just fell. So there's a little notch out of the left side of the headstock. It's Martin D28.
As you were talking more and more, the brow got more furrowed, you know, just, and those angry eyes, you know. I just can't imagine someone doing that.
Charleston girl in a darkened room, and you don't know her like I do. We took the fire escape to her room and got stone raging blind. Left my money in the trusting hands of them old steel brothers in a thrash grass band. One day I'm gonna drive up there and give them half my mind. I don't know if it's the wine or the coke that makes her sound like her jaw is broke. She's working hard to make some sense, but she ain't got a dime. I wish to God that I could help her out. I wish I knew what she was talking about. I wish to God that I could get away, but I'm way too drunk to drive. All I know is that when I'm good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. All I know, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up. Makes me wild. Charleston girl with raven hair, bloodshot eyes and skin so fair. I believe if I could find my keys, I'd try to drive away. I never planned to leave so soon. I didn't know that he was sweet on you. Go ahead and take her, 'cause she ain't worth the time. All I know is that when I'm good and sober, I am leaving West Virginia for a while. Don't know why, but every time I cross that river, Lord, there's something tears me up, makes me wild.
Just joined us? This is the music of Tyler Childers on Red Barn Radio. Celebrate the music of Kentucky.
Silver lining, I guess. We have a beautiful new guitar here. Of course, you know, you want to break that in. But what is it about the Martin for you that makes it the perfect instrument?
It's loud. And it plays good. And it just always felt right. You know, you've got your... got your Taylor guys out there, and you got your Martin guys, and you got a guy for every guitar, and I just always like Martins. They just felt right.
Do you play other instruments at all?
If you're in the right state of mind, and I'm in the right state of mind, I can do a mandolin fairly well, but we have to be there. And it's more of a late night instrument for me. If I Google the chords right fast, I can strum around on a banjo, but no, mostly I just beat around on a guitar.
Are there instruments that you wish you could play or that you're wanting to maybe somewhere down the line pick up?
I would really, really, really like to be able to play a pedal steel. It's a different animal, you know, and I just can't play one at all.
It's a beast, too.
Yeah, it's a beast.
It's
a whole exercise.
Yeah.
Your legs and your hands and just everything working on it.
What is your dream guitar?
Well, my dream guitar is the guitar I had.
Yeah, that's the answer that I knew was going to come out, right.
I'll probably always be playing a Martin, but I would, I'd like to have a Gibson J45. Those are nice guitars. Other than that, I'll just take what I got and keep on going.
And hopefully get that D28 back.
And hopefully get that D28 back. Mm.
Man, oh man.
And that brown Alvarez case with the belt around it.
Right, with a notch there and a little scratches on the right. Right. I'll be looking at every guy that comes in here.
You remind me of a Sunday back home in old Kentucky, with the church choirs just belting to the pines. And I love you like the mountains, loves the way the morning opens to a soft and bright greeting from the sun. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. So darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones? To ride a Mustang, and I'd run that thing on high hopes. Well, they raised the price of dreams so high I couldn't pay. So I let that car just sit there when I should have took you driving with the windows down while the music played. So if it make you stay, I wouldn't act so angry all the time. I wouldn't keep it all inside, and I'd let you know how much I loved you every day. Darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones? Darling, will you stay right here and shake this frost off of my bones?
Thank you. Do you see yourself locating anywhere, relocating to somewhere, like going to Nashville or Chicago or somewhere like that?
I've got a cousin who lives in Chicago, and he's told me if I ever took a notion to come up and stay a little while, I could stay with him. And I would love to go. Like, I didn't think I would like Chicago. I loved it. And I would go up there for a spell, but in the end, if I get my say, I'll probably die in Kentucky. My luck, I'll probably die in Ohio, just short of the bridge. But
well, I certainly hope that doesn't happen.
I hope it doesn't happen.
Apologies to any Ohioans out there. I was wondering if you might be able to give some advice to any budding singers or songwriters.
If they're thinking I'm picking it up, do it, but stay in school. Because it pays better. If you're hitting a wall, just there's a preacher back home, Paul Cox, and he just used to say, just hang in there like a hair on a biscuit, and that's what you gotta do, just hang in there like a hair on a biscuit.
Sage
just
advice.
Go through it.
We came out here to get away from folks we've known and all of our mistakes. Yeah, we're back again, it seems. We're pissing in the wind and messing up all of our dreams. And if I didn't know no better, I'd think that you hate to smile. You couldn't ask for better weather. Oh, where are you running, child? The road is long and the road is cold, but there's been weaker men get further on with half the chords you know. And you're all right, yeah, you ain't bad. And I give my weight in whiskey just to get my 20s back. Oh, what in the hell's the matter? Crying to soldier's joy. You couldn't ask for tune much nicer. Oh, where are you running, boy? And home ain't going nowhere. And what makes you believe that you'd be happier back there? You're just running scared. The end will come around in time, and the only thing will matter is the way you've spent your life. And this ain't no way to breathe, running through the money, picking fights out in the streets. Oh, what in the hell are you after? Life for a way to go. You couldn't ask for way much faster. Oh, where are you running, Joe?
Thank you. Well, that is it for this week's Red Barn Radio. I'd like to thank our guest, Tyler Childers, for being with us tonight. I also like to thank you listening to our webcast and those listening on the Red Barn network of stations. And of course, the members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, and that is to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. I'm Adam Luckey, the host of Red Barn Radio. Until we meet again, go well.
Back before birthdays were something she dreads. And back before children had settled her friends. And back when the radio spoke to her heart. Our girls, they wanna have fun. I lay here awake and I laugh at her jokes. Referencing movies I'm too young to know. And I'm letting her lead as we dance in the dark. Oh, girl, I'm falling in love. Oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. working on learning that song you've been dying to sing about weddings and things. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. But this song's all you. My case with the bro at the door, buddy, I know we've been through this before. You can't let me go in, but if I wait outside, will you give her a message for me? Tell her, oh, Nita, I know that I'm younger than most, but I'm willing if you got the time to buy us some wine. I'll bring my guitar. I've been working on learning that song you've been dying to sing about weddings and things. I'll strum in the back and come in where I can, harmonize on a line or two. This song's all you.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank our guest, Tyler Childers, for being with us tonight. Red Barn Radio was recorded live in front of a studio audience from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place here in the heart of the bluegrass, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's host is Adam Lucky. We also thank our volunteers, especially Linda and Glenn Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find us on the web at redbarnradio.com for performance dates and times. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. The Red Barn Radio Playout theme was written and performed by the Downtown County Band. The full version of this song can be heard on their CD release under the title Monterey Blues. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.